Deb Hawker is the president of Tuggeranong Rotary, and she's accompanied by Paul. So welcome back, Deb.
Thanks, Gwen. Yes, I have with me today Paula Mesra, who is the Community Service Director of Tuggeranong Rotary. So welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, so how long have you been in that role for, Paul?
Community Service Director on and off over 25 years in Rotary.
Okay, so I'm figuring he knows what he's talking about, which is excellent. Now, Tuggeranong Rotary is a very active group, but do you want to just do a little bit of background on what Tuggeranong Rotary is sort of all about at the moment, and then we'll talk about the initiatives that you've got on and the other things that are coming up.
So Tuggeranong Rotary is very active in the community. We have a lot of not just local community projects happening. We've also got international projects as well. And maybe another day I'll come back with my international director and talk to you about those, Gwen.
Excellent.
But I've brought Paul today because we've got some community service projects on that we would like to let the community know about.
Excellent. Mm. And I think the first one was a craft group.
Okay, so that is mine. Mm-hmm. So the last Saturday of the month, we will be hosting a Made with Love craft group down at Miralinga Youth and Community Centre from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our next craft group is the 30th of August, and it's a chance for the community to come together, craft, and we haven't limited the craft. So you could be a knitter, a sewer, a card maker, whatever your craft is, come along. Mm-hmm. Those projects that you finish that you would like to donate, Tuggeranong Rotary will take, and we are actually distributing them within the community. So far I had a lady gift us 22 crocheted blankets she'd made, and they have ended up with Trua Women and Louisa. Both of those organisations help DV women and children. We also have contacts with Kids in Care, Roundabout. Yep. So we have places these items can go. Even we're now taking granny squares. Mm. So knitters and crocheters will know that they're the squares that we make, and sometimes we just have a pile of them and don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
We will take those and we will sew them up to make blankets, jumpers, etc. for those in need.
Yeah, because that's the thing. There's a lot of people in Canberra that like doing lots of craft. They might be doing them individually. There's a number of craft groups, you know, around, yours is sort of one of many. But what you really got there is the network of connections into those other groups that can receive those sorts of products. You know, whether it's rugs or gloves or beanies or whatever it is people are making, so that they can go on to good, because there's only so many blankets and knitted items that you can provide to family members before you run out of family members, by and large, isn't there?
Correct. And the beauty with Rotary is that I am actually working really closely with our district community service project officer. So if there isn't a charity in Canberra that needs those blankets, for example, right now, we can go further afield. So they might end up in Wagga, they might end up in Orange. So we have the connections to get them where they're most needed.
Yeah, and that's quite important because, you know, we do have the biggest population in the region and a very active population. So, you know, some of those towns probably have their own groups, but not necessarily big enough to sort of meet the need that they might have in those areas. So how many people have you got coming to your groups so far?
So we held our first one last month, and we had 7 attend that, which was really good considering that we had only just announced it a week or two beforehand, and the weather that day was not on our side either.
Yeah. So you meet down at the Muir Lanyon Community Centre down there at Lanyon. I think it's Sydney Nolan Street, that one. So what's that room like? What facilities have you got in that room?
So the room that we're using is called the cafe room. Mm-hmm. So we've got the use of the kitchen, so we are providing tea, coffee and biscuits. Mm-hmm. The beauty of being at Mirralingian also is that the shops are just a block away. So if you did want to stay for the whole 10 till 2, you can just go down at your leisure to grab something to eat for lunch.
Yeah. And people bring their own craft, their own materials, or have you got a supply of materials or equipment there that people can use?
So people can bring their own. Mm-hmm. We do have some wool and some knitting needles at the moment, and we're quite happy to take any donations of other materials. And like I said, it's all going back into the community.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And you mentioned those granny squares that are there that you're waiting for some hands to put together, is it? Or is that one of the tasks that you've got there?
So knitters and crocheters will totally understand what I'm about to say, but we normally all have a pile of granny squares sitting in the corner and we're just not sure what to do with those, or you don't know how to put them together. Mm. We're quite happy to take those granny squares and we will sew them and make the items that we need.
Yeah, okay. So when's the next one's on the last Saturday in August, which is not this Saturday, the next one, is it?
Correct, the 30th of August.
30th of August, okay. And that's down at the Mirralingian, 10 o'clock. Down there at the Mirralingian Centre in Sydney Nolan Street. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, Paul, you've got a couple of things on the go too, I understand.
Some very exciting news. Most people are probably aware of our town crier, Joseph, who's been active around Canberra and Queanbeyan for many years. Joseph finished second last year in the Town Criers Championships, held in, I think it was in Wagga, I'm not sure exactly where it was, but exciting news this year is that we are holding the championships in Canberra for the first time, so we're a bit excited about that. It's being linked with the Highland Gathering, which is on the Saturday the 11th of October.
Yeah. This is the Canberra Highland Gathering.
The Canberra Highland
Gathering.
Opposite
the Burns Club there.
Yeah, so we're holding the championships this year. Tuggerong Rotary is proud to be a major sponsor of the event, as well as the Burns Club and Tuggerong Town Council. There's quite a few supportive organisations. It will be held on the same day as the gathering at the Oval. And there'll be many town criers coming from around Australia competing. Mm.
I'm trying to picture what a town crier's competition looks like. You know, all these people with big voices competing with each other.
Very loud.
Not all crying at the same time.
Very loud, very boisterous, very loud town criers. So we were expecting quite a few town criers. We've also spoken to local Rotary clubs who live with town criers or in the towns where town criers are, and the Rotary clubs are also supporting the town criers in their visit to Canberra.
Yeah, that's good. So how many do you think you'll have?
We're expecting at the moment, I think there's about 10 town criers coming at this present moment, but there is still it's still open to town criers at the moment, so...
And are those 10 coming from far and wide, or are they...
Far and wide, so New South Wales wide. I think there's a town crier coming from Victoria. They're coming from far and wide.
Yeah, okay. And our local town crier, Joseph, as you said, he finished second last year. Not second last.
Second.
He came second in 2024.
Second loudest town crier 2024.
So who won it last year, can you remember?
I don't know who the winner was last year. I'm sure Joseph will be...
There's a rematch.
..be a rematch going on. But the town criers are coming to town. They're spending some time with their families here. But excitingly, it'll be on at the same time the gathering's on.
Will it just be there at the Oval?
It will be at the Oval, so...
They're not doing other things around town?
They're going to do a bit of... They're not crying, as we call it. They're not crying other parts of Canberra, but it'll be held there. There'll be a stage open for everybody to come along and meet the town criers, and they're all excited about... not only excited about the Town Criers Championship, but also the Highland Gathering.
Yeah. Okay. And is this a specific sort of fundraiser event, or is it just a competition?
No, it's just a competition. These town criers have this competition. being a town crier and competing is one of their one of the most exciting things they like to do. And it's not a fundraiser; it's we're just supporting the event and supporting the. We see it as an opportunity because it's in Tuggeranong, and because it's around the gathering and it's part of a Tuggeranong major event. We just see it as an opportunity to promote Rotary as well.
Yeah, very good. Mm. Is there a town crier uniform? I mean, how do you know a town crier without hearing one?
Well, you know, generally know a town crier by his kilt he wears or his regalia. Joseph is well known. He's got his sword and he's and he does stand out in a crowd.
Excellent. All right, now that sounds very interesting. So that'll be the 11th of October, the Canberra Highland Gathering. I'm sure we'll be promoting the Canberra Highland Gathering here on Valley FM as part of our community service announcement. So we'll have to put in something around the town cry competition too. Is there a Facebook page or is it going to be on your Facebook page?
It's on our Facebook page, on the Rotary Tuggeranong's Facebook page. And I believe there is a Facebook page dedicated to the competition. So if somebody was to maybe Google Town Criers Championship Canberra, that'll probably come up on that page.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's excellent. Now, there was another initiative, I think, that or another thing coming up that you were going to talk about.
Yes. So on Tuesday the 9th of September, we would like to invite anyone in the community who is interested in finding out more about Rotary and what we do in the local community to an information night. It will be held at Vikings Town Centre. We will have dinner at 6:30 and then we'll start the information night at 7:00. Mm-hmm. You are quite welcome to come and join us for dinner also. And it's just a chance for us to answer any of those questions the community might have about what Rotary does, how they can get involved. Mm. And we'd love to see as many interested people as possible.
So I take it the Tuggeranong Rotary Club is as old as Tuggeranong, so it's probably dates back to the late 70s, early 80s, does it?
That is a really good question. On Saturday, so 2 days ago, we actually celebrated our 37th birthday. So we were chartered 37 years ago in 1988.
Yeah.
So we held a bit of a barbecue and a celebration Saturday, as we'd like to do every year, just to acknowledge that we're another year older.
Yeah. So it's a long-standing club. And how many members do you have at the moment?
27.
Okay, so it's a good size club and there's certainly room for some more, you know, people to come in who might be interested in Rotary. So is there a typical Rotarian or is there all sorts of colours and shapes and sizes?
I think that there's all shapes and sizes of a Rotarian. As Paul said previously, he's been in his role, in and out of his role for the last 25 years. I am only coming up to my third year as a Rotarian in November and I got involved because I approached Paul 3 years ago when he was president and asked if the Rotary Club could help the Tuggeranong Girl Guides raise some money. So we come in all shapes and sizes. We've all got different backgrounds. I think the most important thing about a Rotarian is that we all want to give back to our community. And that might be your local community and you might have a passion. So we have youth programs and your passion might be getting the youth involved in something. We have our Say No to DV, so domestic violence campaign. And that's a project that I'm really passionate about. But that doesn't mean the next Rotarian is as passionate as what I am.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're starting a craft group. Now, I'm sure that if I said to Paul to come along and knit me a blanket, he'd go, Deb, what are you talking about?
He's busy that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd send my wife, Deb.
So it takes all of us.
Yeah.
And I think the other important thing to recognise too is even though the Tuggeranong Club meets weekly, it, if you can only give us once a month or once a fortnight, that's okay too.
Yeah. Okay, well, the fact that we've got a man and a woman here says that Tuggeran, that Rotary is for men and women. What sort of age profile would your club span across those 25 people?
So we've got a member in their 30s, and I think our oldest member is in their 80s.
Okay, so that's a big range, and obviously a big range of abilities. And you said different backgrounds, so people who are both business people, tradespeople, professional people, retirees, the whole spectrum. It's not, it's not just a group for a small section of society.
Correct. And what I've also just recently brought in, so a Rotary year is your financial year, so it goes from July to June, which is why I'm saying I just brought in, because we're in a new Rotary year now.
Yeah.
Once a month on that Tuesday night that we meet, we will be doing a service project. So last month we sorted polymer for Lids for Kids. This month we've actually got a representative from Ronald McDonald House coming in, and they've got packs they would like us to pack. So we'll do that.
Yeah.
So, and it's also a really good chance opportunity for me to say, if you are from a community organisation and you do have a service project that could be done in an hour and a half, or at least some of that project, and it can be done at tables, etc., then we're quite happy for you to reach out to us and let us know, and we might be able to help with that too.
Yeah. Okay. So, look, if I was thinking about coming along to your information night, what would that look and feel like? I'd walk in that front door there at Tuggeranong Town Centre, and then what happens?
So you'd be greeted by a Rotarian. We'd and throughout that presentation, it will be a bit about what Rotary is. Paul will give you a bit of an overview of what we're doing in the community service space. My youth director, John, will give you a bit of an overview of what we're doing in the youth space. You'll get to meet our youth exchange student, Aro, who's just arrived from Finland. And I've also got our international director, who will give you a bit of a rundown what we're doing in that international space too.
Yeah.
They won't be very long presentations. I've told all my directors they've got 5 minutes. So don't be worried that if you come, you are going to have to sit through hours of us telling you everything we do. We're only giving you a snapshot on this night.
Yeah.
We will then open up the floor to any questions the public might have that they'd like answered.
Okay. Well, if I come in, if I'm a little bit sort of shy and standoffish, will I sort of be left alone, or what will happen to me?
No, absolutely not. Rotarians are very good at making sure that you're not left in the corner by yourself. Welcoming you into our space and making sure that you feel very comfortable.
Okay. And will I walk out of there with a job or not?
No, not necessarily. You'll walk out of there with more information about what Rotary actually is, and how you can get involved if that is what you decide to do. I know one of my biggest barriers, and probably why I didn't join Rotary before I did, was, and it's a myth now, but it needs to be, you need to have to be invited into Rotary. So I always believed, Gwen, that I was never going to be a Rotarian, because who would invite me to be a Rotarian?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I always, I'm going back a long way now, thought it was a club for different businesses, and you had to all be from a different business. You couldn't have people who were the same classification, I think it was called, or whatever. And that, that invitation dimension and whatever. But it, and so therefore a club for professional business men, effectively.
Very much changed, Glenn.
But it's not
very much changed.
Yeah.
We've become, as Rotary, we've become more aware that it isn't a club of business people. That's what it started out as. And however, they were business people wanting to help the community. But we're now finding that our membership is very diversified, from younger people through to older people, with different careers. But the main thing about, I think, about Rotary is that we want to help the community. We want to be in the community and help the community where we can.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been there for 25 years. It's obviously something that brings it back to you. So if I ask you the question, what's in it for you, or what's in it for me if I was to join, what's the answer?
It's the people. It's meeting the community. It's helping the community. I joined Rotary 25 years ago as a business opportunity. I thought it was a great opportunity to meet people. But as I got further into it, I realised Rotary was more about helping people in the community, not to mention the group that we're, our club, very social group. People, we do socialise outside Rotary quite a bit as well. So we, the interest of Rotary is more diversified now than just business for me. It's the opportunity to help in the community, and if there's a, if there is an opportunity to help an organisation or people, that's the most exciting thing about Rotary.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you're talking, you've got members around about that 25. That's a good-sized team. If you like being part of a team, I think that's one of the things, particularly for retirees, that you might miss when you leave work, is you're no longer part of a team. And it is very hard to find a team to be part of. Other things, so you're one opportunity. So really, what I'm hearing is people can come along down to Tuggeranong Town Centre Vikings on Tuesday the 9th. At 6:30 and have dinner at the club.
If they want to have dinner with us, yeah.
You don't want to have dinner, if you just want to sort of float in 7 o'clock, listen to a couple of short presentations about what's going on. Somebody come up and smile and shake your hand and chat to you or whatever, and you'll get a sense of the vibe, as it were, and whether it's a space that you might want to be in. And can they come back another time if they're not too sure after the first one?
Absolutely. We'll never say you can't come back.
So you could come along a couple of times and just see whether it's your thing.
Sorry, Deb. There's also an opportunity for people if they're not quite sure about joining Rotary, but they can come and be with us, such as the Highland Gathering. They can come and support Rotary, or they can come along and see what we're all about. So there's opportunity. It's not a push for membership, but it's an opportunity. There's lots of people out there that want to be involved in community, but they don't know where to start.
Yeah, so you can jump in the deep end if you want to, or you can sort of tiptoe in through the shallow end and just find your own pace and your own place and whatever.
Yeah, and maybe it's just you're looking for some opportunities to volunteer in the local community. And we'll never say no to another volunteer at an event.
Yeah. And you can just do the things that interest you. You don't have to do everything.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's excellent. All right. So some final comments then from you, Deb, as president.
Again, I just welcome everyone to find out a little bit more about Rotary and what we have on offer. It might be that you're just a crafter and you just want somewhere to come and craft with other crafters. And we've got that opportunity on the last Saturday of the month. It might be that you come and say hi to us at the Highland Gatherings, because we'll also have a store there, as well as being a sponsor of the town choirs. And we would love to see you on the 9th of September. To find out a little bit more about Rotary.
And you'll be down there at the Town Centre Vikings tomorrow night having dinner and your meeting. So can people recognise you? Do you wear distinctive clothing?
We have name badges. So you'll definitely see those, because they are not small.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to come and join us, you don't have to wait till the 9th of September. You are welcome any Tuesday evening, and you'll find us at the back of the bistro in the function room.
Yeah.
So come and say hi.
Yeah, rock up, have a chat, see how you go. Excellent. All right, thank you for that. So I've been speaking with Deb and Paul from Tuggeranong Rotary, who have got lots of good things on the go, and they're more than happy for you to be part of them.